First thought, I don't know, did you watch the gubernatorial debate last night? As a guy, I'm interested in competition. I don't know. And and I call politics competition that matters. Love sports, too, but, I mean, at the end of the day, does it really matter? Bob Costas called it the toy department of life. I think he was right. So, excited. Packer training camp starts today. Go Packers. Let's win a Super Bowl in 2027. But, anyhow, beyond that, it was kind of fascinating to me. It's been a whole soap opera with the Democratic gubernatorial race. Five candidates still remain. And it was a 1 hour last night, and Matt Smith and company, I thought, did a great job getting to the various opponents to answer. When you have five candidates, that's a lot. You have only an hour. And so it was informative. We'll try to bring some of that audio this morning here in our news. In the meantime, don't forget, you can give early at WIB.com, the banner on top of the page for a Backpack to School Challenge. That is going on. And yesterday, I know we heard at this time from Mike Houle. What if we heard from his wife, Trish, this morning? Because they do a great job with Valley Vineyard Church and the Backpack to School going on there. And here, Trish says, what are the reactions like from those receiving the blessing at the Backpack and School Supply Distribution? Trish, tell us about it.
We see such gratitude. In the parents, we see relief, we see thankfulness, and almost a sense of disbelief because they have been on such survival mode and just trying to survive. And the fact that you have a friendly face, a prayer, we pray for our folks if they're willing to accept that. We just love on them. Parents sacrifice themselves so that their kids are cared for. Yeah. And we see that throughout the year where most of our moms come through pantry all winter long with no winter coat themselves so that their children are cared for. They don't have boots so that their kids are cared for. They're concerned about their children having backpacks. They're concerned about their kids going to school and being cared for. So the fact we will see so many tears on Sunday. We will see so many thank yous. We will have hugs. But truly, we are the ones that come away feeling blessed.
Huh. There you go, Trish Houle from Valley Vineyard. Again, we work with We Care Eau Claire and the Backpack and School Material Distribution, also the Valley Vineyard Distribution. And then for the fourth year now, through Teamwork Africa, Liberia, West Africa, one of the poorest nations in the world. And we ask for your support at WIB.com. Click on the banner on top of the page. It'll take you just a few minutes. I brought my checkbook again. Didn't fill out the check yesterday, but going to hand it in here today to support that effort. But above and beyond this, I'm trying to give a little more, a little sooner. I'm also, this year, we're telling you about our Starfish Kids, supporting a child to send him or her to school. These are kids without one or two parents in Liberia, and they can get the backpack and so much more. But with the Starfish Kids program, above and beyond, it's a $25 a month commitment. I'm going to commit to that. And, yeah, I support Teamwork Africa, but going to specifically support a child. You can choose the child you want to support at teamworkafrica.org. Today in history, really quick, on this day, a few years back, I guess, in the early 80s, it was the royal wedding.
Charles Philip Arthur George, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife?
I will.
Diana Francis, wilt thou have this man to thy wedded husband?
I will.
Of course, it didn't work out ultimately, but between Charles and Diana. But if you remember that, and I want to say 81, that was a huge deal. End of July. Millions watching. And finally, on this day in 1958, months after launching its first satellite into orbit, the United States took another major step forward into the space age as President Eisenhower signed into law the creation of NASA, the nation's space agency. Finally, our morning devotion. From Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. Today, until we figure out what we'd trade our life for, we won't know what we should trade our time for. John 14:12 says, very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I've been doing, and they'll do even greater things than these because I'm going to the Father. Goff says, a few times in my life I've been at a crossroads, unsure of which way to turn. We all come to those from time to time when life is perfectly okay, but we know we were made for a greater purpose. We weren't born to be typical. When I get to those places, I often reflect on a question an older, wiser friend of mine asked. He said, Bob, if you knew without question that you would not fail, what's the one thing you would do with your life? Goff says, it's funny how some can answer that question in a snap and others just can't. I think I know why it's sometimes hard to answer. Perhaps it's because we get wrapped up in fears and insecurities because we think of all the ways our plans might fail or all the reasons we don't have what it takes. But most of the time, our fears lie to us. They keep us from seeing what we were made for and tell us it's impossible before we even started to try. Goff says, we won't know what we should trade our time for until we figure out what we trade our lives for. What's the one thing you would devote your life to if you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that you would not fail? Do that. Will it work? Who knows? Try it anyway. Take all the time and energy you pour into worrying about the outcomes and put that energy toward your passions. Jesus wouldn't have told us we'd do greater things than him if he didn't think we could. Take him on his word. Today's closing question, what's the one thing you would devote your time to? What's the one thing you'd devote your life to if you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that you would not fail? So today at WIB.com/celebrations, we're hearing from Vicki and Eau Claire that her husband, Mark Knutson, celebrating his one-minute birthday. Yes, his 62nd. Get that? Yeah, he told me about that at Hunter Stage's grad party. Good one, Mark. Yeah, so anyhow, but Vicki noting that, his one-minute birthday, and she says, I hope it's his best ever so far. Love you forever. Win it Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show.
WWIB, we are family, and we are looking forward to this game because we haven't played it for a while. You were just telling me off here, Havel, we may not have played this game since the end of last year.
According to my notes, we last played it December 17th.
Wow. So it's been a hot minute since we've played this game. It is Wibberdle. Mm-hmm. If you are a Wordle fan, Havo and I are, play every day. This is the same. It's like Hangman, right? So, again, we have a five-letter word. You call in 715-723-2555. Guess a letter. Of course, you have 26 options to start. Guess a letter. If you get a letter correct, you get to guess again, and you can keep on guessing letters until you get one wrong. If you get a letter wrong, then you have the option either to hang up and call us back or to guess the Wibberdle word. However, you get one guess total at that word. I think I remember the rules.
Yeah, you explained it real well. So again, our last winner was Virgil in Whitehall, but Virgil, you can play because you won like 7 months ago.
Yeah.
So, hey, we got a great prize. We just got this yesterday from our music director, Greg Stewart, program director, Faith for Generations. It's a brand new book from C.C. Wines, 50 Devotions to Ignite a Passion for Christ Through Love and Worship.
Super cool. All right, so C.C. Wines' book could be yours if you can solve a word-related game. Wibberdle, 715-723-2555. And we have, of course, 26 letters on the board right now. 715-723-2555. You call in, you guess a letter. Again, get a letter correct that's actually in this five-letter word, you get to guess again. So it starts off with somebody grabbing that first letter, 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. I know it's, again, been a little bit since we've played this game, but a great prize, this wonderful devotional book from C.C. Winans, who's had just some incredible music lately. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hang up.
We just need somebody to start us. This is painful for me because my Wordle streak came to an end this morning. It was close to 90. So
I feel that. I feel that. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. As long as you know all 26 letters of the alphabet.
You can guess a letter.
Or even if you know one or two.
Yeah.
You can,
here we go.
Guess that letter. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rick from Rice Lake.
Hey, Rick.
Hey there. Give me an M.
Give me an M. Is there an M in that word, Havel?
There is not an M in our word today.
Now, Rick, again, you are still eligible. Thank you so much. You can call back. You can call back, Rick. 715-723-2555. The only time you're out of the game is if you guess the actual word and you're wrong, all right? Mm-hmm. So we'll just recap that. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Virgil. I'll take an R.
Virgil will take an R.
Virgil was our last winner in Wibberdle, and so there is an R, and it's the fourth letter.
All right, fourth letter is R. Virgil, you're off to a great start trying to be a repeat champion here. What's your next guess?
Let's go with the D.
A D. Is there a D as in dog?
You know, your luck ran out on that one, Virgil. No D.
No D. All right. I would assume, Virgil, that you don't want to try to guess the Wibberdle
right,
word with just one here. So thank you so much. We'll take another call or two here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi. Good morning. Cumberland, Wisconsin.
And what's your name?
Deb.
All right, Deb, what do you think?
I'm going to go with an R.
An R.
That was guessed.
That's been guessed, and it is in the word.
Oh, it's the fourth letter.
It's the fourth letter. So you would have been correct, but now you can guess another letter since someone else helped you out with that. So what do you think?
An A.
An A. Is there an A, Havel?
There is a vowel, but there's not an A.
Not an A. All right. We can take one more call if we've got one at 715-723-2555. Otherwise, we've got one more caller here. So, last caller this go-round. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Virgil again.
Virgil, all right.
From Whitehall.
What do you think?
Give me an E.
An E. Is there an E in there? Trying to figure out that vowel. Is there an E?
There's not an E.
Not an E. All right. Thank you, Virgil. So, we'll push this off about 20 minutes. We'll come back after 745. Five letters, four to go, because Virgil's figured out that the fourth letter is an R. Wib Ertl, we're bringing it back for the first time since December here on WWIB.
Win it Wednesday in the Wib Wake Up Show, and we're playing Wib Ertl.
We haven't played this for a while. We've got a great prize for you, 715-723-2555, a wonderful devotional book from C.C. Winans. Again, it's like the game Wordle, like Hangman, right? So there's a five-letter word. We have one of the letters figured out so far. That's an R. It's the fourth letter that's been guessed. You call 715-723-2555. You guess a letter. If you get a letter correct that's in this five-letter word, you can guess another letter. When you are wrong or have guessed all the letters, then you guess the word. And again, you get one guess total at the word. Otherwise, you're out of the game. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Beth from Elk Mound.
Hi, Beth.
What do you think?
Hi. Is there an S as in Sam?
Is there an S? Halvo, is there an S?
There sure is. It's the first letter.
All right, there you go. So we have S blank blank R blank. So Beth, you have the line right now. Guess another letter. Go ahead.
T.
Is there a T? T as in Tom.
There is not a T.
No T. All right, so Beth, we'll give you the option. There's two letters in there. Would you like to guess the entire word or do you want to hang up and call back?
I'll call back.
All right. Sounds good. Probably a smart choice. 715-723-2555. Discretion, the better part of valor when you only have 40% of the letters in this five-letter word and you have to try to guess the entire word. 715-723-2555. C.C. Winans' wonderful devotional to give away playing Wib Ertl here on the Wib Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday. 715-723-2555. Havel, five letters to guess. Yeah. Two of them have been guessed correctly.
That's right. We know it's going to have a vowel somewhere. It does not have an A or an E. We've learned that so far. So, again, there's S, blank, blank, R, blank. And we know there's no M or D or A, E, or T.
Let's so those go here.
Gone.
Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air. All right, now there, we'll try it back again. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Again, as Halvo just recapped for us, still plenty of letters remaining out of those 26 we started with, but we know that, again, two out of the four letters are S and R, S blank blank R blank. 715-723-2555. Can we get Wib Ertl solved in the 7 o'clock hour, or will it go on to next hour? 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi. Is there a P?
Is there a P? First, let's get your name where you're calling from. Missed that.
Deb Cumberland.
Deb from Cumberland. Is there a P? There is indeed. Deb, that is the last letter. So it is S blank blank R P.
We still don't have a vowel.
We still don't have a vowel. Deb?
Is there a U?
Is there a U? Deb?
There is
a U, so it is S blank U R P. Go ahead, Deb.
L?
Is there an L? Havo, is there an L?
There is an L. It's the second letter.
Deb, what is that word for Wib Ertl?
Slurp.
You're the winner.
Well done.
Amazing.
We couldn't hear you. What was that?
This is the first time ever I've played Wordle. So.
And of course, it would be a word like slurp because words are fun.
Uh-huh.
And Deb, wonderful job. Hang on the line for us, and we'll have you come pick up that wonderful book from CC Winans. But yes, slurp is the word, the Wibberto word.
Amazing, because I'm on my way to Eau Claire for a doctor's appointment.
That's fantastic. And you know what? Maybe you could grab something to slurp on the way, some coffee or something like that. Hey, thanks so much, Deb. Hang on the line, and we will get your information. Make sure we have that wonderful prize waiting for you. Thanks, everybody. We hadn't played Wibberto for a while, and it was a lot of fun to get back into the swing of things. We love playing games with you on the Wib Wake Up Show. Lots of games we're going to be playing with you at OneFest, rain or shine. Come see us.
Well, on a Wednesday, WWIB, the Backpack to School Challenge. We're looking forward to it starting on Saturday. But certainly, early gifts are welcome, Caleb.
Yes, absolutely. At WWIB.com/backpacks. We make it easy for you right at the top of the page. Again, you can click on that. It takes 90 seconds to 2 minutes to give a gift.
And, of course, we've got three different recipients of the funds, both in Eau Claire through the We Care Eau Claire backpack distribution of backpacks, school supplies, and so much more. We've heard from Julie Smith. Also, we've heard from the Hools the last couple of days, Mike and Trish, with what goes on through Valley Vineyard. And then also Liberia, West Africa through Teamwork Africa. And we know we're deeply grateful.
Now, a couple of years ago on the drive with Dawson, Dawson asked a 5-year We Care Eau Claire volunteer, Bonnie Fallaker, if she has a story or memory that stands out in her time serving. So let's take a listen to that.
I had one lady, she was a mother, and she had 3 or 4 kids. And poor little thing, the mom was in a wheelchair, and one of our volunteers was helping her, you know, collect all the items and go back and get things. And I just wish could do more for her.
Yeah.
But they, her and her family were just so appreciative to get the items to help out. Because like your ad says, it's like $50 to fill a backpack. And if you have 2, 3, 4 kids, that really adds up if you're going to have to supply shoes and clothes and everything. So, I know she was very appreciative, and her kids loved the backpacks that they got. And I'm sure everyone that comes to the day of the event is very appreciative for everything.
Yeah, that says it well. Bonnie hit it on the head there in terms of the costs that are involved there and your dollars in the third world, above and beyond the backpacks, the school supplies, the kids can even get shoes. And I can tell you that if you don't get to a Liberian school with your black shoes, they send you home.
Yeah.
So there's certain requirements. So
again, everything that you give, so appreciated. The drive officially starts on Saturday, but we've been telling you about it this week, saying maybe there's some folks out there that say, I don't want to forget, so I'll do it now, or I want to give a head start, some encouragement, a boost, and maybe you'd even want to give a gift right now at WWIB.com. Right at the top of the page, the Backpack to School Challenge, again, benefiting 2 local backpack and school supply distributions, and also going across the world to be the hands and feet of Christ in Liberia, West Africa. We've been telling you about our Backpack to School Challenge that officially kicks off on Saturday, but saying, hey, maybe there's some folks out there who would be willing to give the encouragement of a boost, even give a gift right now. And also, maybe there's folks who are kind of part of that procrastinators club and saying, yeah, I'll get around to it. And Havel said, yeah, I'm kind of part of that club. And so I'm going to do something a little bit different with this drive and say, rather than waiting around until the last minute, I'm going to give early instead. And so, again, he pledged wonderful gifts both for Teamwork Africa for child sponsorship and also for our Backpack to School Challenge, which will be divided evenly between, again, going to Starfish Kids in Liberia, West Africa through Teamwork Africa, but also here in the Chippewa Valley through We Care Eau Claire and Valley Vineyard Church, those backpack and school supply distributions, truly expecting to serve several thousand children. And so again, we've been playing just some audio from some of the different folks behind those backpack and school supply distributions here in the Valley and also across the world, and wanted to share a little audio from Peggy Halverson, Executive Director of Teamwork Africa, inviting us to think beyond just our own families at back to school time.
I think about those of us who have been parents or are parents now, and we get our school supply list from our local schools and then go and do all the shopping, and sometimes we take our kids with us and let them pick out the color notebooks that they want, and sometimes we're like, nope, I'll just do that on my own. But I really appreciate the parents and the grandparents who say, I have 2 kids, so I'm going to sponsor 2 kids for this backpack challenge. Or the grandparents who say, I've got 5 kids, and so I want to be able to help 5 kids get their school supplies this year. And just I think the connection is thinking about how much you love your kids and thinking about translating that into caring about somebody else's kids, too.
Absolutely. And again, thank you so much to all who are even considering right now giving a gift either during those 7 days of the Backpack to School Challenge or saying, I'm going to get it done right now. I'm going to go to WWIB.com and help one child for $50 or two children for $100. And of course, we've talked about how far that goes in Liberia, West Africa, how far those dollars can stretch. And then the amazing work that's being done here in the Chippewa Valley as well through those backpack and school supply distributions. We say it again and again, but being the hands and feet of Christ. So thank you so much for considering a gift, maybe even right now, at WWIB.com, right at the top of the page there.
Well, happy birthday to the Egg McMuffin.
And how old is the Egg McMuffin? Well, it is 55.
Yeah, Herb Peterson created the McMuffin breakfast sandwich out of frustration 55 years ago.
He was hungry for breakfast, but McDonald's restaurants didn't open until 11 a.m.
Yeah, as a newly minted McDonald's restaurant operator back in 71, Peterson believed he wasn't the only McDonald's fan who was hungry before 11.
So he asked a local blacksmith, where would we be without blacksmiths? He asked a local blacksmith to make an egg ring to keep the fried egg round and tidy for a handheld sandwich.
Wow, brilliant. Peterson concocted the meal in his McDonald's restaurant in Santa Barbara and asked Ray Kroc, McDonald's founder and Peterson's close friend, to give it a look the next time Kroc dropped by.
Now, Peterson set up a display and won over Ray Kroc. The Egg McMuffin debuted 4 years later, so it took a little time, in 1975.
I've hardly known life without the Egg McMuffin. Okay, so it's 55. Here's some factoids about that for you here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Let's see, we covered a lot of them. Here's one. In its early test markets, the sandwich was served open-faced on a tray with a small side of honey or strawberry jam for a sweet and savory flavor combination.
See, I thought it was just we Danish people that eat things open-faced. But interesting, the first McDonald's corporate-authorized Egg McMuffin was served at the Belleville, New Jersey McDonald's in 1972. So interesting, the guy who invented it didn't even get to serve the first one once it was authorized.
That is interesting. The first version used Canadian bacon, a fresh egg, and an English muffin. To this day, I sort of feel like I'm betraying when I go with the sausage.
Again, the Egg McMuffin turning 55. Here, a couple more factoids for you, and this is the one that really hurts. How much did it originally sell for? 63 cents.
That's not what it goes for today. And Patty Turner, the wife of McDonald's executive Fred Turner, came up with the name McMuffin.
There you go. Happy 55th to the Egg McMuffin.